Okay, so let's begin the Agadita from this past week, maybe a little bit earlier than the past week since we had Hanukkah, from Daf Nun Hayam and Aleph. The beginning of Hanoider, well, at least the first Agadita we have here, in Yaakov, where we say, "May dechsev minbara matana mimatana nachliel minachliel bamois." The travelings of Klal Yisrael seems to be insignificant, perhaps. So the Gemara says, a beautiful drush. Kivin sha'isa adam is atzma kamidbar, shehu mufkar lakol, toira nitna loy b'matana. When a person makes himself like a midbar, which is open, available for anyone, everyone, then the Torah is given to him b'matana. Shenemar umi midbar matana. And the Gemara continues. V'kivin sha'nitla b'matana. Once the Torah is given to him b'matana, then nechalei keil. And he's able to take a Kaddish Baruch Hu as a nachala, supposedly shenemar, umi matana nachlia. But kevan shenachalei keil oyle l'gdula. So then he's oyle l'gdula. He's zeichet to gadlus shenemar umi nachlia b'mais. However, if he be a satzmai, if he makes himself into a balgaiva like a bama, then a Kaddish Baruch Hu mashpile, and Hashem will cast him down. Shenemar umi bamais hagai, v'la'oid elisha shoykin esipakarka. That he'll be thrust underneath the ground. Shenemar v'nishkafa apane hayeshimain. If he does tshuva, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be magbiyai. Shenemar kol gai yinase, kol gai yinase. It's very yisaitis the kedrush, api chasidus that a person striving for the dag of ayin, bittel, which is what's called the mufkar lakol. When a person reaches that dag of ayin, and mufkar lakol, then tayra nitala b'matana. He's eichet the tayra b'matana. So what exactly is the dag and the maila of tayra nitala b'matana? So take a look at the riff here. So the riff says, you see in the bracket, it says, before that, shetzarech lahafkir tayrasai lelami tayra lakol b'chinam, that a person has to make himself mufkar lakol, which means that anybody who wants to learn Torah can learn Torah from him. Hey Ben. Anybody who wants to learn Torah can learn Torah from him. So that means mufkar lakol. And then he says, va'oz noistin laim in ha-shamayim. What does it mean that they give him Torah in ha-shamayim in matana? Shemegalun lo rozei Torah. That he zeicha the secrets of Torah. That's the pshat on the riff. What it means, noisin le Torah b'matana. There's a certain type of Torah, pnimis Torah, that a person is zeichet to, if he makes himself available to teach anyone and everyone Torah. The Iyun Yaakov, next door, has a different pshat. And if you take a look at the brackets there, he learns. Actually, we'll start from the beginning. Pirish Rashi, l'lamed Torah salakoyel, that if a person makes himself available to teach Torah to everyone, like the Medrash says, to the kach nimshel Torah l'midbar, that the Torah is compared to midbar, ma midbar chinam la'olam, after ve Torah chinam la'olam. So based on this Medrash, he wants to say pshat in our Gemara, that being like a midbar means that he teaches Torah b'chinam. Ve'eina m'nei abar, l'fi sheyish le'midazu k'moshe, sh'no b'gatoy v'sa'ayin. If he makes himself,
this chazar, what we
learned,
in Lamed Zayin.
This was all in Lamed Zayin?
Yeah.
Okay.
We learned together.
Which part? Torah Chinam, yes, yeah, Torah Chinam, yeah, yeah. This, yes. Kedechziv kashat sivani Hashem alaykoi. Ma ani b'chinam, yes. Af atem b'chinam, then ha-Torah nitala b'matana. What does that mean? What's the mile of Torah nitala b'matana? That he won't forget the Torah. He'll have such a kinyan on Torah that he won't need zichru to remember it. In the other mafreshim here, we quote the Gemara, which says, actually a medrash. That's the Gemara we saw also back in Lamed Zayin. That Moshe Ben was learning Torah, and then the Torah was given to him in Matana. Here too, Moshe because he was forgetting the Torah for 40 days, and he became like Ayin, he reached a state of Bittul, so Mimela the Torah was given to him, the Matana. So a person can make himself Mufkar Lakol, which is an aspect of Ayin, or a person can just be so broken in through his Amelis in Torah that he feels like he's not getting anywhere, and then the Torah is given to him Matana. But the Ikun Akuda is, Alpiplimius, the Chassidus for sure, is that the Gemara is speaking about not just Mufkar Lakol, Bepratias, that a person just makes himself available to anybody who wants an Torah from him, but as a Midas HaNefesh, the Tunas HaNefesh, and a person becomes Ayin, then he's Zechet the Torah and Hashemayim, that can be Razi Torah, that we're not forgetting the Torah, Pnimius Torah, but that's the Maila of Torah as a Matanah min Hashemayim. Now the Maral always has a very unique way of understanding and breaking down Divrei Chazal. So if you take a look to the left here in the Likutim, on that thin line, the thin column here, he says, skipping the bold, that's the Lashon HaGemar, Pirush Tavazeh Kmo Shizbor Lefnei Ezeh, Ki Eina Torah Shayechetz Rakol Mi She'en Le'Gaiva, Va'Kol Shave Etzloi, U'Lezeh Roya HaTorah. Torah is fit for a person who's an Anav. Like Moshe was given the Torah Mi Sinai, Gmatshia Anav, Anava. Torah is given to such a person. Va'Oi Ki Torah Gamken Hi Hefker La'Oilah. If a person makes himself Hefker, he has a kesher to the Torah, because the Torah is also called Hefker. Why? Because it's available to anyone. There's a shidduch which takes place. If a person makes himself Mufkar Lakol, then he's on the Darga of Torah, which is also Mufkar Lakol. Why is that? Well, Masha Torah he Hefker, and I want to explain the Indian of Torah being Hefker. The Torah is not a product of this world. It's a product of the higher world. If a Torah is shaykh to everyone, and nobody could say that it was given to him more than somebody else, and the reason why Torah has this midah of hefker is because the Torah has the ma'ila of pashtus. Lefikach, which is not anava, which is not gaiva. Lefikach, kasher hu oisa atzmo hefker lakol, when he makes himself mufker. V'yesh by midas hapshitas, roi elav ha-toyah shehi hefker. This is very much the signon of the Maral, that he says that if a person makes himself mufker lakol, then he's roi la-toyah, because Torah itself is mufker lakol, because it's min hel-yoinen, and the Torah is an anav, and has a certain pashtas, and if a person makes himself like that, the Torah comes to him. It's attracted to him. That's what it means. It's given to him from Matana. The Davaz Abirah B'Medrash, we find, when I'm explaining to you here in the Medrash, HaTorah Nitim B'Bidbar, U'Be'eshu B'Mayim, the Torah was given in the desert, but also Mitoich Eshu Mayim. And the Medrash says, Ma'elu Hefker La'Olam, HaChaTorah Hefker La'Olam. So the Maral sees from here, this Medrash, exactly his point, that Torah is what's called Hefker La'olam. Not just that a person makes himself Hefker, but Torah itself is Hefker. So Amar, Kasha Mekabal HaTorah, again, that thin column on the right, Hu Chilek Hashem Yisbarach, he is like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lefi Sheyoytze Min HaGashmi Lihi Yisla Madriga HaSichlis Ve'oz Nechalekel. Now he's explaining the rest of the Gemara, because the Gemara had said that when Torah is given to the Matana, Matana Nachliyal, he's zeichet to be noichel Kadosh Baruch. Why? Because he says Torah is lamalim in hagashmius. Ve'adam is alu lamalik hashu chelik Hashem Yisbarach. And when a person makes himself ruchni al yedei haTorah, so he finds Ribbono Shel Olam too, who is also ruchni. Kasher hu misgoeh, but if he has gaiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu mashbila. Kadosh Baruch Hu will throw him down. Why? Because Hashem Yisbarach he biyosai, because it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu who raised him up. And since Hashem's midah, we say before, he's mashbil geyim, so that will be this person's fate if he's mizgaya. That's why it says, it's just a metaphor. Not that he goes under the ground mamish, but that he'll be thrown away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence with a force. Because it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who brought him up here. It wasn't his own doing. And now he's going to display gaiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be haughty. The Gemara brings, therefore, that it's a chutzpah, that he was allowed to come up, not that he brought himself up, and he has gaiva from that. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be somewhat forceful with him. Not like other people, other milas, that a person, he makes a kinyan on his mila. So therefore, ain't shekvin aser b'kayach. So then they don't cast him away with a forcefulness, because he deserved to be here. So if he's not right to be anymore, okay, so we'll say goodbye, we'll open the door for him, we'll escort him, but here, no. Who brought him up, and now he's about gaiva. So therefore, his mapala will be b'koyach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His barlecha ki lekinin ha'tarah ha'sichlit tzarech hachana atchikav la'tarah. The Gemara wants to bring out that in order for a person to make a kinin ha'tarah, which is sichli, he needs to make the proper hachanas. And what's the most proper hachana out of all hachanas? Ve'ikar hu ha'anava. K'may she'vi arna l'malo, like we explained, ki midas anava yoyse mikol amidas hachana la'tarah. Beautiful lashon. Okay. So let's go to Koinam Yayin. This Gemara here. The Gemara has a very interesting Agarata at the bottom of the page. The Mishnah here is telling us that if a person makes Nadarm and he uses certain Lashonos, so we have to, like in many situations, taich up what that Neder means. So if a person makes a Neder that he's not going to have Hanaf from the Te'inim, Achiyavar HaKayitz, until the Kayitz passes, so the Gemara says that means Achiyachpolu HaMakzuos, until they fold the maktsuos. So there's different interpretations of the Rishon and what that means. But basically, the simple pshat is until they put away the knives which they would use to slice the te'inim. So the Gemara brings a very interesting story with Reb Tarfon, how he almost lost his life by taking a few te'inim. So the Gemara says, and 6 lines from the bottom here in the Ein Yaakov, Reb Tarfon ashrichei hau gavra bizman shepopul amutzais. So Reb Tarfon, so the owner of this fig tree, it was at the time already that the knives were being put away. It was Ad HaKayitz, Achar HaKayitz. Reb Tarfon was eating from the Te'inim like he was allowed to. So Achse B'Saka, so he snatched Reb Tarfon, put him in a bag, in a sack. V'Shakli, he was carrying him away. V'Amte the Mishti Binar, he was going to throw him into the river. So Amar, so Reb Tarfon said, "Oy loy l'Tarfon shezahar rabban. Woe to Tarfon that he was going to be killed." Shemu ha'ogavra. So the man carrying Reb Tarfon heard him say that. He realized he was Reb Tarfon. Shav gave arak. He let him go and he ran away. So look at the way that a tzaddik, how he's misboinin on this. Amar Reb Yehuda Mishum Reb Chana ben Gamliel. Kol yomav shalos tzaddik, all the days of his life, Reb Tarfon, hayim etzar davazet. He was very pained from this incident, and Amar, and he would say, "Oy li, woe is to me, shenishtamashti bekesser shel Torah, that I used the kesser of Torah to save my life, because it was only because I'm Tarfon, and he knew that I was a Tarfon, that my life was saved. I was mishtamash bekesser shel Torah." So Amar Rabbi Rechana, and Rabbi Rechana says, "Amar Rabbi Yechanan, kol mishtamash bekesser shel Torah, ne'akam min ha'olam, he'll be uprooted from the world." And here in the 8th Seisiv in the bottom, he quotes Tosas and Saita. What does it mean? Ne'akam min ha'olam. That he'll die a misa mishana. He'll die a misa mishana. And he almost did die a misa mishana. But he was spared from that. But that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that kol meshtam kesher shel Torah, ne'akam min ha'olam. And we're going to see the Iyun Yaakov in a moment. Perhaps the kesher between this Tosfos and the oily of Reb Tarfon. Because he was taka almost thrown into the river. And he made a kavah chaymer, Rabbi Yochanan, from Belshazzar. In Belshazzar, he was mishtamish b'kelim in the base of Mikdash, and he was assassinated, he was killed. Umad Belshazzar, shenishtamish b'kei kodesh, shenasu klei choyl, that by using the klei ha-mikdash, and by making them choyl, shenemar, ubo b'pritzim v'chududuha, kema shepratzim nasu choyl, that by using the kelim, these moyel b'hem, and they become choyl, nekar min ha-olam, he was like Tosa says, he died in Misim Mishina Dechsev, Babel Ali Ketil B'Shatze, that night B'Shatze was killed. So HaMishtamish V'Kisr Shal Torah, not just Klei Mikdash, but Torah, which is Kayim Leilam Vawed, which has a mile over Klei Mikdash. Allah has Kama V'Kam. So Reb Tarfon, Kivin Decha Ochel, so before we see this, let's take a look at the Iyur Yaakov that we had mentioned before. Actually, before we do that, take a look at the Likutim to the right. You see that? Amar Loi, L'Tarfon, Shezeh HaRogoi. So this is from the Ben Yehoyada. This is interesting. He says, Kasha, Kevin Tehu Loi Ratzah L'Hatzah Tzvubi Dvar Melu, Lama Pirish Shmoi. Why did he say, Oyla L'Tarfon? I mean, if you really didn't want to be saved because of the Kesher Shel Torah, he should have just said, Oyli. Why did he mention his name? Sounds like he wanted the guy to know that he was Tarfon, and maybe he would let him loose. Have a little memory. Oyli Shezeh HaRogoni. So look at this beautiful pshat. V'nira li b'siyat l'shmaya. We have a badik b'shma. The Gemara says about Rabbi Meir that badik b'shma is that the tzaddikim who understand the koyches ha-nefesh inherent within Shemus, people's names. V'chashav, he thought himself at that moment that he was being taken away. Shenikra Tarfon, that maybe he was given the name Tarfon al shem Taraf Yosef. He's being torn up. He's being killed. Shesayfulias nitchaf piyad achemer, and that's why he said to himself, "Oily al shem Tarfon shenikra boy." Now he understood why he was given such a name. Akach Amar oily le Tarfon, so the shame Tarfon, which is a very different name. Shehu moirish yen nitchaf shezaharagun. Now we understood the simon of his name. Ratzalamar ajim hedger kamani v'loy nitchaf al yidei malchus. L'hiyois min asar harugim malchus.
That was the gold standard.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't bizoicha to be amongst the asar harugim malchus, that he would have to be killed like a hedjot in this way. Man, he lived in that kufa. He was a chaver Rabbi Kiva. A very beautiful pshat. So take a look at the Iyun Yaakov underlined here in Mimalev. So ve'amte l'mishti b'nara. So he was thrown into the sack to be cast into the river. So the question that the Mefarshim here are dealing with is why? Why such a rash response? The guy's eating his figs and he wants to throw him in the river? So the Iyun Yaakov says the following: Nir mishum dehava kinimsa b'machteres l'chayv misa. The Torah has a sugya in Parshas Mishpatim that a baba machteres, if a person is sneaking into somebody else's property so he could be killed by the owner. And the Gemara says, Lav davcha machteres, it doesn't mean that he has to come, you know, sneak into the home. It could be gago, chatzeir, kafifa, because here we're talking about a sadeh, not talking about a bias.
Machteres typically is trespassing into someone's rishus. Here there's a shaila whether in the sadeh itself reached the shas hefker because of machteres.
The farmer,
the owner of the field, I guess he believed that it still was in his possession and it didn't reach
the level of. So, bringing up a good point. One of the points you're bringing up, Yossi, is you're assuming that maybe he was a Talmud Chacham, or at least he knew that there was maybe even a Shaila. But who's to say that? We're going to see in the Mashah, Mehecha Teisa, that he knew anything. So we'll get to the Mashah in a moment.
But the Gemara, doesn't it seem like it was an issue of the Zman that he took it?
No, he suspected him of stealing from him. I mean Rav Tarfon obviously knew the din of Achi Avra Kayetz and what that means, that Sheachbud HaMakzois. But who's to say that this guy, who's a Baal HaSadin, we don't know anything about him. He's called HaGavra. So here we have Machteres. Let's just say for now that he's sneaking into his field, and he holds him to be a machteres. Well, at least this he knew, that if you transfer us into somebody else's field, so you're born a fashas, he's choshed on a fashas, and he could be killed. So like the Rambam says, and the Gemara Sanhedrin says, v'im kein, shapir makshe. Reb Tarfon kivin dechi ochel huchpulu rov ha-mektzoilis. And Reb Tarfon kivin dechi ochel huchpulu rov ha-mektzoilis. So Reb Tarfon, since when he was eating, he knew that it was already past the Zman, in Rabbi Mutter. Avai, amai, sari, hai, gavra. So why was Haigaba Bitsar? So he is alluding to what you're saying, Yossi. So what exactly is the deal with this guy and the whole parsha here, the Zman of Yachpilu Reva Maktsois Umataritz. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says that he suspected Reb Tarfon of stealing the entire year's worth of Te'enus, meaning that somebody was coming throughout the year, and he suspected that Reb Tarfon was that guy. And so that would explain why he got so upset. But the Gemara asks, why does he get so upset? He gets so upset because he was choshen about taking it the whole year. Derech Neva. It wasn't because of this incident, because of many earlier instances. So that's why he dant him as a din machteres. Meaning, it could be that even now, it was the zman of Chachbul Rav Maktsais. But the Gemara is saying, even if he does know that it's Chachbul Rav Maktsais, and Rabbi Tarfon is acting the heter now, he suspected him of being the guy who's been ganvening him the entire year. So why does Reb Tarfon say Oy the Tarfon? Klemar, Afshelo Asa Ma'aseh Rav Bahayachila Mikol Makom Mider Lahim Ina Liyadoi Shenerag Bevade Chayv Misa Mikorachet Acher Ay Masha. So the reason why Reb Tarfon is bizarre, because if he understands that this guy's thought process, meaning that this guy is apprehending him, even though he may know that it's Chachbul Rav Maktsais, but he's choshed him that he's the Ghana for the past year. So Rabbi Tarfon just had a bad fortune. So why is he bitzar? He's not bitzar that he was being taken away, falsely accused. He's bitzar because he's making a cheshbon klap ishmai, and he's saying, well, if this has happened to me, it's not an accident. So I'm certainly not chayav nisa for what I'm doing now, because I know the score. I know that I'm allowed to be taking it. But if I'm in the bag and I'm going to throw it into the river, because min hashamayim there's tfias on me, that I'm chayav nisa from a different reason. So perhaps this connects to the Eitz Yosef, the court of the Tosfos, because the Gemara had said, Mishnah Mishra Kisra Shal Torah is Nekam in Olam, that he dies in Misa Mishnah. And Reb Tarfon, in this incident, so the fact that he said Oy Tarfon and he was let off the hook, he felt that he was Pater, but only because it was Mishnah Mishra Kisra Shal Torah. But according to what the Ian Yaakov is saying, it's very nice, because he, even though he was let off the hook, at that moment, he made a Cheshbon HaNefesh, and he said, if I'm going to die in Misa Mishnah, it could be that I was, I mean, even when he was saying this, he was saying it was because I was Mishnah Mishra Kisra Shal Torah. Understand? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's saying in his vidui, Oy li, that I must have been mishtamish b'kesser shel tarah to have to die in Misa Mishnah. And then he was being, and so he regretted having saying Tarfon that he was mishtamish b'kesser shel tarah that. It's very interesting how that plays in.
The only problem was he found himself in the bag 5 minutes before he said Tarfon. He was already in the dangerous predicament, being about to be thrown into the river.
Yeah.
Before he said his word of Tarfon, which was then the Shemesh b'kesser shel tarah.
No, but what was going through his head right now? What's going through his head is, I'm being thrown into the river to die, to be nekar min ha'olam, and probably because I was mishtamesh b'kesser shel tarah.
Even prior to me saying Tarfon.
Yeah. Otherwise, that's because if you consider the fact that the Eitz Yosef is saying that nekar min ha'olam means that he dies a misa chatut from mishuna, which is about to happen to him, so it could be that his cheshbon ha'nefesh is that I was mishtamesh b'kesser shel tarah. That's why he says Oy le Tarfon. That I was probably mishtamesh b'kesser shel tarah to have to deserve this, and then he's let out of the bag because the guy chaffed. Not that he had in mind that he was going to be mishtamesh. He didn't have intention to mishtamesh b'kesser shel tarah. It's just that he realized that he was mishtamesh b'kesser shel tarah, that the guy let him off the hook. So that it's almost like it reinforced the fact that he was mishtamesh b'kesser shel tarah. I mean, almost like a sin mishmar that was taka too, which is why he says kol yomav he was mistar galze.
So Pashpshat, when we read the Gemara, was it kol yomav he was mistar, that he just blurted out Tarfon,
yeah,
which was the first time that he was mishtamesh b'kesser.
Right. So I'm saying, Nachamal, based on the Ein Yaakov, That no, because he made a cheshbon nefesh mielokim in the liyada that he was promised time kesher shel early. Because I mean, we want to know, you know, why is this even a havamina of the mishnah mishkas? That's Gemara asked. Am I tzir nafshe? Didn't he have a right to do that to be matzil his life? Because he could have said, you know, he could dumb him acherim. You know, he was a rich man. He could have let himself off the hook that way. It's just b'derech efsher, based on the inyak. Something to think about. So the Marsha here says, on the next page, Amai tzari haugave. So why was this gavra so upset? Because he accused Reb Tarfon as being the mensch who was stealing from him the whole year. So mashma delav nachi hava. So it seems like, says the Marsha, from the fact that he let Rabbi Tarfon loose, that he wasn't the guy. Because you can learn the Gemara that Itaka was a guy. Because from the fact that he let him loose and ran away, so if he knew who Reb Tarfon was, Mestama was Eid. Like the Rush adds, the Mestama Hayabaki Bidinza. Not only did he know who Reb Tarfon was, but also Mestama that he was a Baki in the Dina, a Baki in the Halachas. That if Reb Tarfon was taking it, that he knew that it was Techpila Rav Mekzois. If so, my tirits dahaya sovar the ganavai indi the kulashasa. What is it? What's the Gemara's tirits? Why was he betzar? Because he thought that he was stealing from the whole year. The bikomakom lama balahargoi. If he was not an lama aretz enough, that he knew the din of Rav Mekzois, and he knew who Reb Tarfon was, why would he put him to death? V'cholay yava gam din zed din the gan of the misim in a Torah. Eladin Kefil? At the most, he owed him Kefil. The Ains and Nikavom of Machteres. And don't tell me, like you would suspect Ian Yaakov, that this, he was bevorning the Mashah, he mentioned it, that this is what, this is a Din Machteres, the Ain like Damim, that a person is allowed to be killed. Because that's only B'shas Gneva. You can only kill a person B'shas Gneva. Aval Hacha Hashta Behuchbalu, Reva Mekzois. But here, this wasn't a Gneva. And I have simanim, says the Marsha, that he was a Talmud Chacham and he knew the din. So if that's the case, so then how can he dine him as like you pointed out? If he's coming in at this time, then it's beheder. So how can he be a machteris? I think Yossi pointed. How can he be a machteris if he knows the halacha from the mitzvos? Again, so the Ian Yaakov will say, who says he's a Talmud Chacham? Marsha says, no, I have good simanim that he knows what's going on here. So it was mutter for Tarfon to be there and to be taken. So the Mashah answers, V'yesh Laimai, the Lohaya died to Lohargo. He really didn't want to kill him. This is Gavad the Kiddush. He didn't put him in the back to kill him. That wasn't his intention. It was a threat. But since he suspected him of being the Ghana for the whole year and robbing him time after time, he put him in the back so that he would be Moida that he was the Ghana. V'chein mashma lishta da'amai tsare. Right? Why was he mitzire him? Why was he mitzire him? Doesn't say why he was going to kill him. Why was he mitzire him? Why did he have to put him through this? Me, Reb Tarfon, but Reb Tarfon, you're in the bag. You know, you don't know what this guy's thinking. He thought that he was going to kill him. Like he says, Oilu le Tarfon, shahargoy. Zeh. So that's really for our intents and purposes the ikar chiddush here of the Marsha, how he touches the Gemara. But in order to cover a little bit more ground, let's continue. The Gemara then says, Tanya, La'avis Hashem Elokecha Lishmoya B'kol L'davka Bar. Shelo Yomar Adam, a person shouldn't say Ekra Shikuni Chacham Eshne Shikuni Rabbi Eshne Sheizakim Beishavishid. A person shouldn't learn Shaloi l'shem shemayim, ela laman me'ava v'seifa kavod lavai. Learn me'ava, and then the kavod will come. Shenemar, and the Gemara brings these psukim, which is very puzzling, how this is a rag. Everybody wants to know what's going on here. Kashim os be'atzbecha, kas v'nachim becha. Tie them to your fingers, and write it on the luach of your heart. And then it says, v'ayim kashim al libcha tamid, andim al gagur esecha. Write them, tie them on your heart always, andim al gagur esecha, and tie it on your gargaris. It's gargoyles. Your throat, your neck, yeah. For Oimer, Drachecha Darachinoyam, for Oimer, it's Chaimli, the Machazikiva, And then the Gemara brings the following member, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. Asei devarim l'shem po'alam, v'daber behem l'shma. Do the mitzvahs for the sake of the po'al, v'diber behem l'shmam, and speak them l'shmam. Al pasim atar l'sgad behem, the Mishnah Avos, don't make them like a crown that a person gets gedula from. Al pasim kadal l'yos oidebar, and not to make it like a shovel to plow with. And then again, the Kavachomer from Belshazzar. It's the hemshech of the previous Gemara of Meshtamish v'kisra shel Torah. So firstly, what does the Gemara mean? Laman me'av of a seifa kavalavai. So what are we telling this guy? Now, you really in it for the kavod, right? So here's the trick. If you do a me'ava, then eventually you're going to get the kavod. That's what the Gemara is saying? Get the kavod which you want now, don't worry. Do a me'ava and that kavod is going to come. So no. So take a look at the Eitz Yosef. And other tzaddikim echo this. Hakavana, the pshat here is ki yesh shnei minei kavod. There's two types of kavod. Aleph, a kavod hamaduma, which is the imaginary kavod, fake kavod. Sheyachbo to adam sheichrobud me'echav idamaku yishrael kavod. That he should think that people are mechabed him, that they respect him, and that he's right for this kavod. So of that, which is a fake kavod, the Gemara is talking to us and saying, don't learn Torah to get fake kavod. Beis, but there's what's called amitas kavod, true kavod. And what's true kavod? Kishimatzi ha'adam benafshal ha'hadra, wal hachnis chachma balibai, wal afar b'chom mini milas, v'loloman shi'is chavibah, that a person learns Torah and yizaychet ha'chachma with real pure intentions. Not that he should be niskabi le'ini ha'raim, that people should look at him and say, oh, he's a chashav yid. Ki im l'chabi nafshal ha'bilti tam majagasa. Not that he should be oimid b'madrigasa, kim la'alis tamin ma'ala ma'ala b'asagasas. That he should be oila tamid in his hasakas attire. Not that he should be oimid and to hope that the kavod will come. Zu amitas ha-kavod. That's real kavod. Torah has what's called an amitas ha-kavod. Asher husad b'tefah ha-nefesh la'atzmi la v'kama yichbar al-adam lovel li'li ma'ala rabba kazo imlai de'isak attire me'ava. It's very hard for a person to achieve this kavod ha-neshama. Except through liman haTorah b'ava, v'hu liman l'shma. Sha'ohev haTorah, the simin of Torah l'shma is avas haTorah. The emes, at shekol mavoyu ha'odlam v'sanu geha v'chvoyda ka'ayin be'inav, that a person can be so connected to Torah that all the tanugim in the world and all the kavod of the world are like nothing to him. V'lo yischavin ma'uma b'yikar o'yel mazen, that he doesn't have any kavod and any yikar from this world, ki'im v'avas haTorah yishke. And his sole purpose and desire is to learn Torah. And then the real kavod will come. That type of kavod is not going to come. It's like the tzaddikim say on Chazal, which is called a barech min hakavod. And hakavod is right of acharav. So again, that Gemara too. Anybody who runs away from the fake kavod, then the real kavod will run after you. And that's what the Gemara here is saying. There's a very beautiful and very important member. If you take a look at the sheaf that we have here from Kafta Vaferech in the back of the Masifta Gemaras. So that member which we had quoted from Elazar Rav Tzadok says, "Asei devarim l'shem po'olam v'daber bahem l'shmam." It's a very important Mar Makam. In the Yesodei Sikha Machlokes between the Nefesh HaChaim and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh V'Talmidav about Torah L'shma, which we spoke about at length last year at this time. So if you take a look at the Nefesh HaChaim, which is on the right page, on the second column on the bottom, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Omer, Asei Dvarim L'Shem Po'olam V'Daber Bahem L'Shma. So do them, say them, L'shem Po'olam and L'shmam. So be very sensitive to the Shloshon HaGemara here. Aval la'emes ki'in l'shma, says Nefesh HaChaim, it's perish l'shem HaTorah. Famous sheet of the Nefesh HaChaim, that l'shma means for the Torah's sake. V'yin k'mo sheperish harash. So what does that mean to learn Torah for her sake? Like it says, l'shma is for her, for the Torah itself. How can a person learn Torah for Torah? Like the Rush explains, on the Maimer of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, which is our Gemara. And this is the main proof of the Nefesh HaChaim, this Gemara in Dharm. Asei devarim l'shem po'olam v'daber bahen l'shma. So the Rush said, Asei devarim l'shem po'olam means l'shma yishal kodesh baruch hu shepo'al kol l'maneu. there's a darga called Lishmai, which is for Hashem. But Dabar Lahem Lishman means for the Torah. Kol Diburecha Umasa Echa B'Divei Torah Yihye L'Shem HaTorah, says the Rosh. What does that mean? Kagain Leida Ulahavin L'Hoysef Lekach Pilpov L'Lekan for this cost. The person should try to understand Torah L'Rachva or L'Arka and not Chas V'Shalom for his own Gaiva. Dik Levar Shini L'Shana D'Rabalazah Reb Tzadik. So notice, says Reb Chaim V'Lezhiner, the Lashon of Elazar Reb Tzadik. When it came to Asiya, it says L'Shem Pa'alam. But when it comes to Dibor, it says L'Shma. L'Chaim, when it comes to Asiya, it means L'Shma Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shavu'ala Ma'aneu. Asiya Samitzas has to be L'Shma Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, L'Inyan Limud, L'Shem HaTayr. That's what's called L'Shma. L'Shem HaTayr. V'Kavanas Azam Uvor Dehainu, and now he comes to explain in Rav Shachaim. That mitzvah needs to be done with very pure intentions, with veikus, machshava, with tahara, in order to make the proper necessary tikkunim in the worlds above. And that's called the Shem Paulon. Ki kol Paul Hashem l'maneu. From Chazal, l'maneu means l'kidusa, it's for Hashem's praise. Now granted, like Lev Shachaim writes at length, that the Iker Inyan the Ikuva, when it comes to Asiyas HaMitzvot, is not the Machshava, it's the Maisa. HaKavana HaYisei Atem Machshava In HaKeves Klal. Having pure intention and high Kavanas is not Ma'akev, the Schar HaMitzvah, the Kim HaMitzvah. Kama Shisbar Le'el HaNachem, like we explained earlier very well. Im Kozem Mitztarev Kedushas HaTayim Machshava Dut Iker Asiyah. Nevertheless, the Gemara still says, Ashay, l'shem po'alon, because there's a mailin having pure kavan, of course. To be ma'ir and to be po'al, tikunim yoysi gedal l'mailimus, even more than the actual ma'isa. Mishum, mishim ha'isa mitzah nasis bo'ladekas ha'kushas ha'machshavah. Then, had the mitzah been done without kedushas ha'ma'isa ha'machshavah.
What does it mean, something that's l'shem Torah, if not the author of the Torah, which is back to
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Shem Paul. Right, right. What's
that stop called, the Shem Torah, that somehow doesn't revert back to
HaKadosh
Baruch Hu, who created the Torah?
It does. It certainly does. Memela, it gets back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Chiddush of the Rosh and Rav Chaim is that in Pnimis, there's an Inyan, that Klai Yisrael has an Inyan with the Torah. There's a Geshiddach between Klai Yisrael and the Torah. That it's upon us to limud ha'Torah. The Torah needs a tikkun, just like the oilam is tikkun will take place on us. There's a tikkun ha'Torah which needs to take place. And by learning Torah, be'pnimius, be'niglus ha'Torah, la'arko, la'rachva, la'palpel, and so on and so forth, there's a certain lahagdil Torah la'adir which takes place, which is the tachas kavanas limud ha'Torah, which is la'tikkun ha'Torah itself. Now, yes, of course, as a result of that, there's an aspect of Lishma in Liman HaTorah, but that's not because Torah has a specific inyan of Lishma, but there's also an inyan of Asay L'Shem Pa'alon, because Torah too is a mitzvah. So there is, yes, an aspect of L'Shem Pa'alon for Torah like any other mitzvah. But Torah has a unique quality, is that whenever Chazal speak about Torah Lishma, the Nefesh HaChaim learns that Torah Lishma means L'Shem Tikkun HaTorah. Torah itself needs a tikkun. Especially if you think about the fact that there was a shviras haluchos, galus ha-Torah, and so on. So, Torah itself needs a tikkun. Liman ha-Torah is misakan ha-Torah. Now, my show here wants to try to put together for us the rayas that the Gemara brings. So the Gemara says that a person should learn Torah l'shma and not shelo l'shma. Quoted this pesukim: Kashrim al etzba yisacha, kasvim al luach libacha. So, how is the are these pesukim a raya to what the Gemara just said? Take a look at the Marshal here, underline. Pirush Haran Dachuk. He quotes the Ran, but the Ran says, if you take a look at the Ran here, and base. So Kashim al Etzbaisecha seems to say that a person shouldn't learn Torah for his own pleasure. That's what the Ran says. That somehow here, in Kashim al Etzbaisecha, Kashim aluach libecha means that it should be shagur b'fich, which I guess means that he should always remember it. Kashim aluach libecha means that he should be very familiar with it. And then the Ran says, Ande malgargarisecha. And then it brings a riot that the seifa kavod lavoi, and that's why it says drachah drachina v'chanasi v'seh shalom v'simchei musha. That's coming to bring a raya to what we concluded seifa kavod lavoi v'simchei musha. The good stuff is coming. So on this, the Marsha says, peirash haran doichik. Don't see how the Ran learns this into the psukim. V'nira d'hachi peirush. So says the Marsha. So the Marsha's father, why is it called tied on your fingers? He says because fingers implies maisa mitzvahs. The hainu sheitzarif maisa etzvaisav halalimud. That a person should not only learn Torah, but if he wants to be mashlem liman ha-Torah, it has to be Torah al-manas lasas. Like many Rishonim learned, the darga, the pshat, the perish of Torah l'shma is Torah which is lilmud al-manas lasas. That's why it says kashim al-etzbaisecha, because the simon to Torah l'shma is if a person is willing and ready to get his hands dirty to be mekayim the mitzvah of Torah, which he's learning about.
Does that mean you can only learn the Torah of those things that you're able to accomplish?
Say again?
Does that mean you're only allowed to learn those sugyas of Torah that you are able to actualize?
Oh, no, not necessarily.
It seems that. It's,
I mean, if a child...
When you say lasos, you mean to teach it, or do you mean lasos to do it?
To do it. Meaning that a person shouldn't say, I learn it, but I don't do it. So if he has intention to do it...
If you're not a Kayan and you're learning... But Kabbalah's just, you can't have the...
Right.
Unless that's the way that you're miyashiv, in fact, Torah needs a tikkun, like when Surah Mora, like, whatever happened.
Whatever.
Like a Torah which needs a tikkun, so maybe you can miyashiv it like
that.
That
if you shtim the Nefesh HaChaim here, to say that, according to this Marsha, that there's an aspect of la'asayis, but I guess it's really more about a person's attitude, that if he would be able to become, I mean, how does he, what's his gisha to the mitzvahs that he could be become, I mean, if he's la'amid, and he's always said the mitzvahs which he learns about. And look, he's a kain, and you can't, you know, go to the base of klaris. He can't be mekayim that mitzvah. If he's not a melech, if he's not a nazir, the mitzvahs which he can't do. But if we see that his ba'ifin kaldi, his lilmud is on us last night, so the ba'yagir lavreya. So these mitzvahs teach about the other mitzvahs that, you know, he's in the parsha, if he could be. So therefore, it's coming to say, kashim al etzbay secha, says Marsha, that it's teaching us a dive of Torah Lishma. The Chiddush of Torah Lishma is Lilman Amanas Lasas. And that's why the Gemara quotes the next pasuk after that. It's Chayim Hid Machazikim Ba. It doesn't say Lilam Deha. Machazikim Bahem. Because what's Machazikim? La Soisa. Machazikim means people who put their hands on the Torah. That they do the Torah. V'sayim V'semcheh Amushar. And that's why it says V'semcheh Amushar Seifa Kavod Lavoi. Like, similar to what the Ran had said. Shehu oisher amiti. This is the true oisher. Da'azes samach maimer asei dvarim l'shem pa'alan. And now we can explain why the Gemara right after that says asei l'shem pa'alan. Because it says asei l'shem pa'alan. Asei dvarim l'shem pa'alan. Da'ayinu nami l'shem zesh de'bolam. Da'ayinu limoid v'la'asais. Asei l'shem pa'alan means get up and go do it. So all this is coming to be magdir, the inyan of Torah Lishma, is that yes, there's the attitude that a person shouldn't do it so that he should be a Rebbe, and so on, but we're trying to, nochamal, vaiter, we're saying that don't just have the Kavanah not to be running after the Kavanah Hamaduma, but that the Torah should be learned letachlis asiyas amitzvahs Torah. Shalom moed almanas lasis. This is the Pshat of the Marsha. In the Likutim here, on the side from the Sefer E.I.M. he says something else in explaining why it says Kashem Aluach Libecha. Alas Beisecha Aluach Libecha. I am Perish Haran Vehu Dachok Kamashakas Marsha. So he quotes the Marsha and he agrees that the Pshat of the Ran is Dachok. Mashakas Marsha Zal Dachi Pirushai. So in that which the Marsha says, the Perish is as follows, and he quotes the Marsha. So this Marsha seems to be Soiser himself, what he wrote earlier. So apparently there's a Marsha earlier which seems to say that this Pasuk is not talking about Maisa. So if that's the case, how does the Marsha go along here and say that the Pasuk is talking about Maisa? So therefore, the Iyayam wants to say differently. I'm going to lead near a kavanas hajash b'pshitas. He says, what I'm about to tell you is more al derech hapshat than that of the Marsha. Ki loshen kshira uksiva va'anida morer shibushim oifim lo yozos halimer b'mekayme. The fact that the Torah uses l'shainas of kesher, ksiva, anida, these are l'shainas which imply that a person is very attached and he doesn't leave it. Like we find elsewhere, kashim alibecha tamid. Kesha means that a person is always attached and connected. And if his intention is that people should say that he's a rabbi and give him kavod, so then this limud would be considered limud and a mitzvah which is tliya b'davar. It's not a real ava. It's an ava hatliya b'davar. And if that thing goes away, if the tanai goes away, then the whole thing falls away. So the reason why it's bringing this pasuk, these psukim, because each one of these psukim are talking about a very deep kesher that a person has to tire. And if a person learns to be called Rebbe, so if he doesn't, if that doesn't start to happen after some time, so he's going to give up on the Torah. Because he's seeing that since his tachlis in learning it is not being fulfilled, so then he's going to say goodbye to the Torah too. So in order that a person should be kosher to the Torah in a way that it's a nitzliyistika kesher, the only way that that will be is if he learns Torah lishma. And that's what he's learning from kesher, ksiva, anida, that if it's going to be lasting, then it has to be lishma. Otherwise it's not going to last. Okay, let's hold it here. And we'll pick up again next week with the Shem of the Baitel.